Hi, I'm Paul Rielly from Charlotte Lit with a two-minute writing tip for Charlotte Readers Podcast. This is the first of three tips about adding detail to your writing. Good description is essential in prose, and it's a place many writers struggle. In my work as an editor, I see writers erring on both sides, too much or too little. When you provide detail, you're choosing what you want the reader to see. When you leave detail out, you leave the seeing to the reader's imagination. Both are needed, your imagination and the reader's. So how do you choose? Here are some things to consider. First, eliminate unneeded detail by relying on what your reader already knows. If you have a character walking through an airport, say, you can rely on the reader's experience of airports and leave out most of that detail. Second, ask yourself, well then, what does the reader need to see? They need to see what the point of view character sees and have it connected to why the character might notice such a thing. Back to the airport. Maybe the character's feeling afraid, so she notices a suitcase sitting by itself. Or maybe she's a thief and she's looking for unwatched suitcases. Maybe she's a writer feeling imposter syndrome, so she notices her own novel on the paperback carousel in the gift shop because she was looking for it. Maybe she's having relationship issues, so she notices a couple showing affection she no longer feels for her own partner. Third, how do you know when you've gone too far? Here are a couple of ways to know. First, look for places where you find your own eye skipping over the text. Look for unbroken runs of detail that go a page or more. Or just ask your feedback group or beta readers. They'll tell you. Now, here's your action step. Look at any scene and ask, what does my point of view character notice and why? For more two-minute tips from Charlotte Lit, listen to beyond 300 episodes of this podcast or visit charlottelit.org/tips.